get started with a few announcements, if that's okay. We got quite a few announcements tonight. There is a table that's set up for Kenzie Bratcher and Ashton McQueen, and also Randy Armstrong and B.J. Smith on the same table. So for anyone that would like to leave a gift card, they both will be getting married. Well, Kenzie and Ashton will be getting married in October. Randy Don will be getting married in November. Also, there's a table outside that's set up for volunteers. Volunteers are still needed for the Lamar County Fair Outreach. So if anybody could help with that this week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Of course, Wednesday, they're already, I think there's some out there manning it today. Just, I think there's some two-hour shifts. If you can just come out there and help, they'll get you in the fair for free. You won't have to pay to go in. They'll get you in there. But just man that booth this Thursday through Saturday. There's a sign-up sheet, and you also get with Brother Coy McGee about that. Also, on October the 1st, we're going to have our first Wednesday fellowship. How many enjoyed that the last time? That was pretty cool. We're going to do that at the R.L. Meyer Center, Wednesday, 7 o'clock p.m. on October the 1st. October the 4th, the Northeast Ladies Life Conference is going to be held at 11 a.m. in McKinney at Grace Point Fellowship, and there's a sign-up sheet and more information for that in the foyer. Sunday, October the 5th, there will only be an a.m. service. After the morning service, there will be a leadership meeting at R.L. Meyer Center, where a meal will be served for those serving in leadership. Saturday, October the 11th, we're going to have a men's breakfast at 8 o'clock at the R.L. Meyer Center. There's a sign-up sheet in the foyer for that also. Please sign up. Also, on October the 31st, Friday, it's going to be on a Friday, there's going to be a trunk or treat here at the church from 6 to 8 p.m., and the event needs are for candy donations and also volunteers. 30 to 40, is that age, or is it, I guess that's how many they need, maybe. Sign up in 40. That leaves me out if it's 30 to 40. That's cutting down the crowd. The event coordinators are Candy Goforth and Ryan and McGee. So, and there's a limit of 20 spots for the trunks with a Christian-based theme. That's always a good time for that. There's going to be concession, media, and there's need greeters and general help, set up, tear down, all that good stuff for this kind of an event. Praise God. So that's coming up in October. Got a lot of things going on. Praise God. Let's stand tonight. So good to see everyone here tonight on a Wednesday night. Praise God. I was thinking about, you know, Peter, Jesus asked Peter, he asked the disciples, he said, "Whom do men say that I am?" And Peter's response separated him from the crowd. His response, you know, he said, "Well, some say you're this, some say you're that, some say you're Elias, some say you're, John." Anyway, but Jesus just said, "Well, who do you say that I am?" And Peter stood up and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the Living God." And because of his response, Jesus spoke this. He said, "Thou art, you're going to be called Cephas, which by interpretation is a stone." He said, "Upon this rock I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." And if you follow Peter's ministry, he was there every time the Holy Ghost started. It started on the day of Pentecost with the Jews. You go into Samaria, he was there when they laid hands on them and they got the Holy Ghost. If you look into Acts chapter 10 with Cornelius and his household, when the Gentiles were finally got on board with this thing, he was there and he preached to them and they got the Holy Ghost. So it pays to know who Jesus is. So do you know who Jesus is tonight? Do you have a good idea who he is? Do you know the power that you have because you know who Jesus is? Do you know the victory that's at your disposal because you know who he is tonight? That's my question. We don't need to get a foggy. You know, you ever some of these mornings, we're moving into a weather transition, and our heater's going to come on one morning. It's going to fog that window up, right? And you're doing this number trying to see to get to work. Anybody ever have an older vehicle doing this? You know, and the world is just like that with us. It'll fog up our concept of who Jesus is. But we don't need to lose sight. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. And there is victory in him. I feel that victory here tonight. Let's go to the Lord in prayer for this service. Let's pray for our pastor as he's down there. Let's pray that the Lord just light a fire up. Not that he needs any more fire. But it'd be good just throw a couple more coals on him while he's down there at General Conference. Pray for his family. We also have, you know, our prayer list. Let's remember those on our prayer list. Let's go to the Lord in prayer for those in need tonight and for this service. Father, we're so thankful, Lord, that you blessed us, Lord, to be able to come into your house and gather together in your name, Lord. We just pray today, Lord, for all the needs in our church, those that are sick tonight, God, that need healing in their body, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you would touch them, God, and give them strength tonight, even as we pray, even as this service goes on tonight, Lord. We pray that you'd dispatch angels to their bedsides, Lord, and touch God, lift them up today. Lord, we give you all the praise today, God. We just worship you tonight. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise tonight as we get ready. It's been you time all day. It's his time now, right now. This is his time. Let's worship the Lord for a little while.
It was such a lovely day. The sun was shining bright. There's a gentle breeze blowing my way. Not a storm cloud in sight. Then suddenly, without a warning, a storm surrounded my storm clouds come my way.
opportunity, but I didn't want to take up a lot of time. We're going to sing that chorus again here in just a minute, and I just want you to think of a time when you woke up and your day was bright and sunny, and then you may have gotten that news, right? Or you may have gotten a report that might have caused a storm cloud in your life. And I know we have lots of our brothers and sisters that are struggling with a lot of illness. We've had some that God has brought out recently. We still have some that are fighting that big old C word. My mom is one of them. And I can attest to the miracles in her life. She has a very aggressive stage 4 highly metastatic cancer. They gave us zero hope a year ago this month. They told us that they would keep her comfortable until she was tired of fighting, and then they would just keep her comfortable until the Lord called her home. And she said, I'm going to fight. And do you know that God has given us miracle after miracle? She has had bad report after bad report, only for them to call her back to the doctor and say, you know what? We need to redo that. That test was inconclusive. Well, we think it's this kind of tumor. Wait a minute, that was inconclusive. Let's come back and do that again. The third time that they scheduled her brain scan for brain cancer, and that's what they told us the day they gave us the diagnosis, that once it goes to your brain, we'll just keep you comfortable. And so when they gave us the diagnosis from her first PET scan that she had 2 more spots and then a spot on her brain, we were a little bit devastated. That was that big gray cloud. That was that big storm coming our way. And they did a brain scan again and said, well, it's inconclusive. So that was brain scan number 2. And then they said, we're going to send you to a neurologist for 1 more brain scan before we actually begin the treatment. They already had her scheduled for radiation on her brain. And we were so nervous. We were so worried. But I was talking to a friend at work one day that asked how my mom was. And I said, I told her that story. And I said, but you know what? I said, for some reason, this is her third brain scan. And I said, so you just believe with me that when they go back in, there's not going to be a brain tumor. And you know what? It wasn't a brain tumor. It was some small little spots, some little specks of blood, but there was nothing. They've done it again. There's nothing there. I sat in today on the report from the neurologist. Her brain is beautiful. She's had a few strokes, but nothing major, nothing to be concerned about. Her heart is beautiful, working perfectly. And so I'm just trusting the Lord. We just keep waiting and waiting and waiting. And so I'm thankful today. So I'm thankful that I know who Jesus is, Brother Randy. And I'm thankful that He is my peace speaker. He is my healer. He is my joy. He is my strength. He is everything to me. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, and I know the peace speaker. Yes, I know Him by name. Glad I know the peace speaker. 'Cause He controls the wind and the waves. When He says peace, be still, you know they have to obey.
Ushers to come at this time. We'll go ahead and receive offering for this end. And praise God. Has God been good to you this week so far? Praise God. Well, we're just halfway through if he hadn't yet. Praise God. We're in the middle of the week. You still got a few days left. Hallelujah. Let's ask the Lord to bless this offering tonight. Father, we're so thankful, Lord, that you've given us the privilege, Lord, to be able to give into your kingdom. Lord, we're thankful for that tonight. Lord, we pray, Lord, for the needs of this offering. Oh, God, we pray for every family member, every home, every individual today. God, we just pray that you would strengthen each one. Lord, bless each home, Lord, and we just pray that you bless this offering today. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. After this next song, Brother Kelso will be coming up to minister the word of the Lord. Y'all just get behind him and help him today. Hallelujah.
Talked about going home since I was just a babe on their knees. They said that nothing compared to what was waiting up there. How one day we will finally be free. Oh, and I've never seen it, but I keep on believing it will be a place like I've never known. I keep my eyes on the sky, cause my soul wants to fly. Love,
praise the Lord. Amen, amen. It's so good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Amen, amen. I'm not going to keep you standing long. Praise the Lord. Amen. I know my pastor's not here tonight, but I know he's having a good time. Amen, amen. General Conference, I know he's having a blast. I pray the Lord bless him and his family tonight richly. Amen, that he come back and maybe impart on us what the Lord imparts on him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. If you have your Bibles tonight, man, let me over to my notes here tonight. I'd like to turn your attention to the book of Luke, chapter number 22, the book of Luke, chapter 22. Book of Luke, chapter number 22 and verse number 31, the Bible says, "And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. Number 32 says, But I have prayed for you that thy faith fail not, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren." I also want to turn your attention really quickly to the book of 2 Peter, chapter number 2. 2 Peter, chapter number 2. Amen. It's close to the back of the Bible there. 2 Peter, chapter 2, and verse number 20. We'll be reading 20 and 21. It says, "For if they have escaped the pollution of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome. The latter end is worse with them than the beginning." 21 says, "For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them." Amen. Can we lay our Bibles down? Let's just go to the Lord tonight and ask him to have his way in this service. Can we? God, I'm so thankful, Lord, to be here in your presence, Lord, among your people. I pray, God, that you would just begin to move in this service tonight. God, I ask you, Lord, that you would anoint my mouth tonight. God, my tongue, I surrender my tongue to your authority. God, I pray, Lord, that you'd begin to move in this house. God, we give you all the praise and we give you all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Clap your hand to the Lord tonight. Amen. You can be seated. Amen, amen. It's so good to see everybody here in the house tonight. Amen, on a Wednesday night. Praise the Lord. I want to talk to you about a story. Amen. The title of my message, if you want to give it a title, is Trophies of Hell. I don't know if anybody likes to deer hunt in here tonight. Amen. But I just want to tell you a story so y'all follow along with me tonight. The year was 2021. I can remember it just almost like it was yesterday. And there on the lease that we have, all the men, we all have trail cameras, and we all get together and we like to share our cameras. And they've come out with a new kind of camera now that'll send a picture to your phone immediately when it's triggered. And I can remember back in 21 that I couldn't wait to get into the woods. I couldn't wait to go and check my trail cameras and find out what all had been moving through, and on all my cell cams that I had, they would, you know, send photos to my phone. And there was one particular deer that I had been getting pictures of, and I decided to make him my target buck. He was the one that I was going to be after. And so I began to get in all kinds of magazines that I could and see how that all of the best of best were doing it, man. I tried to go and get the most up-to-date camo, and man, you can really go deep into deer hunting. You can spend some money, praise the Lord. Y'all need to pray for me, amen. But you can really get into it, because I began to study his movements, and I began to kind of find out his target area on where he hung out and where he spent most of his time, and where he was going to show up during the daylight hours. And there was not very many daylight pictures that I would get of him, and so I had to really do my homework and figure out, well, I know that the rut is coming up, and so I know that his mind will be off whack, and I know that everything will be kind of thrown into turmoil, and I bet I can probably tag him around about that time. And so I remember going and buying every kind of scent that you could possibly imagine. Man, my wife, she couldn't stand it. She absolutely couldn't stand it because, of course, I got to open them up in the house and smell them and make sure everything smells just right. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I remember going and I remember walking these trails, and I'm probably telling on myself right now, so don't go home and do this, okay? So I remember taking some leaves and I remember crushing them up. I read somewhere in some magazine where you can put this natural earth smell on your clothes, and I found one of my old, I hope it was old, praise the Lord, but it was a pillowcase, and I remember taking leaves, and I'd crushed them up, and I'd put these leaves into this pillowcase, and I zip-tied it shut, and I put all my camo into the dryer, and I dried it with this pillowcase with leaves in it. And I stood by because I didn't want to catch a house on fire, praise the Lord. But I remember after, about 20, 30 minutes, man, I went and opened up the dryer, and it smelled just like a huge acorn tree. And I thought, man, this is working. This is going to be it right here. So I remember getting all my clothes out and putting them in this trash bag, and that way no other smell could get to them. And I put that pillowcase in there with them, and I sealed them up. And man, I just tried my best to devote all my time to studying and figuring out how that I could blend in, and how that I didn't really want to stand out, and so that way that I could really get down, and that I could make contact, and I could tag this target buck. I remember the day, it was December the 6th, 2021. My daddy had called me the night before, and he said, "Son, you want to go hunting?" And I said, "Absolutely." I think we were on vacation or something around about that time, and so we really didn't have time to get back and fill up the feeders or anything. And in this particular place where this target buck was, we didn't even have a feeder set up, man. All we done, we just maybe every now and then we'd throw a little bit of corn on the ground. But I remember getting tons of pictures of crows and squirrels, and everything would come through, and they just cleaned it up. So it had been cleaned up for about 5 days, and I said, "Man, we really don't have time to, put anything on the ground." But the weather was just perfect, and I remember that morning, man, it was going to be cold, and I said, "This is going to be the morning." And I remember pulling up to the gate of our lease, and my phone began to go off. And when I looked down at my phone, it was dark outside, and of course, I see this target buck moving in front of my game camera. And my heart is just, I'm like, I was excited, but I was also sad at the same time. Because I told my dad, I said, "Daddy," I said, "I think we might have got down here a little bit too late." I said, "I feel like we're going to bust him whenever we go in, or he's going to bust us." And so very strategically, we parked the truck, and I said, "Dad, don't slam the doors, please. I wanted to take every precaution. Dad, pick up your feet. I want to be sure we're quiet." I was trying not to wheeze getting down there where I was. I was trying to breathe. I didn't want to cough. I didn't want to do nothing. And I remember climbing into my deer stand, and I remember as the daylight began to break, and I began to look in the direction that my trail camera was, and I remember seeing something begin to move in the thicket, and my heart began to beat 900 miles an hour. And I know that I started breathing heavy, and I thought, "Man, this is it. This is him." And I remember looking down at my watch, and the time was right about 7:30. And I said, "Man, this is it. This is the one." And sure enough, I had a little window that I'd cut out. And everything, all the stars aligned, and I thought about all the scents and all the money I'd spent on all these scents, and I thought, "Man, this is it." And sure enough, at 7:30, he steps out. And I didn't care anything about counting horns. I didn't care anything about counting points. I didn't care about none of that. Because I picked out my window and I said, if he steps in this window, I'm going to take my shot. And so at 7:38, I made that shot. And I promise you, I hollered out like a little four-year-old kid in that deer stand. When I saw him hit the ground, I let out a holler. And my dad texted me, he said, you okay? And I said, yeah, I got him. I said, I got him. And I remember running down there and you know, taking a picture with him. And, man, I was so happy because this was the one that I was after. This is the one that I had invested all of my time in. This is the one that I had invested all of my money in. And it just completely consumed me. Amen. And tonight there was a scripture, amen, that come to my mind, Philippians 4:6. It says, be careful for nothing. And that scripture's been going on and on in my mind all week. And I began to think about that trip in 2021. And I began to think about how today that we look at the church and we look at apostolics, amen. And in hell's eyes, we have become trophies in the eyes of the enemy. Amen. I want to tell you tonight, amen, that whenever I was younger, I remember the church being a lot more full than it is today. There were a lot more people that were excited to come to the house of the Lord. There was a lot more people that loved to talk about church. There was a lot more people that had a song in their heart. But for some reason, amen, the enemy today has got us distracted. I remember times, amen, that I would place out different scents and things, and I would watch on the camera as he would make his way over, and he would entice that scent. He would give time to that scent, and man, my mind just began to think, and I thought that's exactly the way that the enemy is in our walk with God. Amen. That it seems that every day he has spent time studying mine and your daily lifestyle, and he knows the thoughts that we think, and he knows the places that we go. He knows the words that we speak. Amen. He knows the thoughts, amen, that we think. Amen. But and he is investing his time because he looks at us. Well, that's a prayer warrior. That's one that knows how to get a hold of God. That is a true trophy. And so I'm going to try to spend my time to take that one out. He takes his time and he's very strategic. The Bible says in Ephesians 6:11, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The word wiles simply means, amen, that it is devious or cunning strategies that are used to manipulate or persuade one to do what one wants. The Bible, Jesus is simply telling us that in this hour that we need to put on the whole armor of God. We need to put on the helmet of salvation to block our thoughts. Amen. We should be equipped to go to war. Right now is not the time to be slacking out. Now is not the time to be missing out on walking with the Lord. If there is ever a time, I can tell you as I stand here tonight, 40-something years old, amen, that whenever I was younger, praise the Lord, we are now much more closer to the coming of the Lord than we were when I was younger, amen, because I take a look at the apostolic church and I see that there are people, amen, that have somehow made their way out of this house of refuge. And my mind begins to drift. Amen. I've got a lot of friends, and Every time I go into their house and we talk about deer hunting, and you can go into their trophy room and you can see all of their trophies that they have accumulated and acquired over the years. And I think about the time that they spent into acquiring those trophies. And every now and then there'll be a spot on the wall that will be blank. And I've asked them, hey man, why you seem like you've got a deer head everywhere. What's that one spot there for? And you know, I would be thinking, well, that's for his next trophy. But he would say, no, that's for the one that got away. And something began to prick in my spirit. Amen. That there are some of us tonight that might have been nicked by the enemy. But I can promise you this, that I know there's some apostolics that are sending under the sound of my voice that are going to be some that got away. Even though hell might have had us in its sights, we're going to be those that got away. Many times and many hunting adventures that I've been on, amen. My father-in-law's not here tonight, praise the Lord, so I don't have to hear him tonight, amen. Praise God, but he's probably watching from home, amen. So I'm on the same lease as my father-in-law, brother Dexter Dozier, amen. But there's been times, I don't really like to talk about this, praise the Lord, but there's been times that I have missed. There's been times whenever I've fired my weapon and I have missed, and all I can see is a cloud of smoke. And that feeling of it's just defeat comes over me, and all the time that I've invested. Amen. Church, let me tell you something. Amen. That there is a devil, and he is ever cunning. And he is looking at the apostolic church today. And he, amen, is investing his time on picking out those that are praying, those that are fasting, those that are here every time the doors are open, and saying, I have got to get the trophies, because if I can take them out, then I have got myself a trophy on the wall. I wonder tonight if you and I could look into the depths of hell, and we could look upon the wall in hell and look at the trophies that the enemy has acquired. Maybe some of those that were once apostolic and walked and talked and breathed this love for God, amen, and love to talk about the love of God, but somehow along the way they were led astray, amen, and the enemy took them out. Church, I'm here to tell you tonight, amen, I want to be one that's here every time the doors are open. God, amen, every chance I get, I want to worship you. If nobody else will worship you, I want to worship you. If nobody else will sing a song, God, let me sing a song for you. I don't want to become a statistic. I don't want to become another number, amen. I don't want to become a trophy on the wall of hell. I think about, amen, if you look upon the wall of hell tonight, maybe you would see Lot's wife. You know, and hunters, as they sit around and talk about, man, they can tell you the exact moment that they took that trophy. They can probably tell you what they were wearing, and they can just tell you the whole story. Amen. I wonder what the stories of hell sound like, amen, as they would talk about how that they have taken out the a child of God. Amen. Well, amen. You see, what happened was, is they stopped praying. And I knew that if I could just kind of ease in on them, whenever they stopped praying, I knew that I could get them. Or whenever they stopped fasting, I knew that I could move in on them. And I could make them think a thought. And I could just get them right where I want them. And then I could take them out. Or maybe when they stopped testifying and stopped giving God the glory, I knew that I can move in and take them out. Church, we've got to bind together in one mind and one accord. I want to tell you something about a deer. I know I'm talking a lot about deer hunting tonight. A deer is a very smart animal. And you can walk into the woods early morning hours, and you can climb into the stand, and there will be a lot of doe that come through. There will be a lot of deer come through. And if that one in the front senses that something is off, something doesn't sound right, something doesn't look right, or something doesn't smell right, they make this noise where they blow, and it alerts the entire county. Everything in the county hears that sound, and they know it's time to leave. It's time to go. And then not only do they blow and alert the others, but you'll see them, they'll start waving their tail as they take off. And that's the last thing that you'll see. Church, that's exactly the way that we have got to be in this walk with God. That whenever we sense danger around our brothers and our sisters, that when danger is near, amen, when we feel like the enemy is creeping in and hell is right at the doorstep, hey, amen, it's time to sound the alarm. Amen, hey, it's time to pray some more. It's time to fast some more. It's time to call out to the Almighty God some more. Please, don't go there. Please, don't go there. I'm trying to warn you. There's been many of my animals that I've taken, you string them up. They might have some lead, amen, in them. They might have some scars on them where they've been fighting, or where they, maybe another hunter has shot them and they just didn't go down. Amen. Church, I'm going to tell you something. Coming to church is not the most easiest thing in the world. Living for God is not the most easiest thing in the world. Amen. Just like Luke, amen, 22, when Jesus said, Simon, Simon, he said, Satan has desired to have you, amen, that he may sift you as wheat. Peter, let me tell you something. Amen. The enemy has been hunting you. The enemy has been desiring to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. Peter, I'm trying to tell you that the enemy is on your tail. Amen. But Peter, let me tell you something. Amen. You don't have to worry, because whenever the enemy tries to strike, I've already prayed for you. I've already laid it down. I've already paid the price. Amen. Can I tell you something? But whenever that time comes, if you'll just get up and strengthen your brethren, everything is going to be all right. In this time and hour, it seems like that it's much more easier. I'll say this. Things have gotten a whole lot easier to hunt these days. It almost makes me, I mean, man, they got thermal drones now. They've got everything, man. All you gotta do, I seen a dude the other day, he was catching hogs. He didn't even have to be there. You just push a button and trap them. And I thought, man, the method is getting so sophisticated that it's much more easier now, amen, to catch a trophy, amen, to take a trophy. And I thought about the saints of God. I thought, God, amen, it's now or never. Amen, that we've really got to get down and get in that prayer room. Amen, before church. It's now or never whenever we've got to find a prayer room at the house. Amen, it's not time to be idle in our mind. It's not time, amen, to just do anything and everything. But I'm trying to tell you, church, under the sound of my voice tonight, listen, that there is about to come a time when the horn is going to sound, and it's going to be too late for some people. But I've come to preach tonight, amen, that if you'll get in this church and you'll catch the same vision and you'll say, Lord, I'm not getting out. I don't care if hell is hunting me. I'm going to be faithful to the house of God. I'm going to be faithful to the love of God. I'm going to win souls. I'm going to alert everybody that hell is on the hunt. Stand with me tonight. Isaiah was describing hell's trophy wall in Isaiah 14 and 9 when he said, "Hell from beneath is moved for thee to meet thee at thy coming. It stirreth up the dead for thee, even all the chief ones of the earth. It has raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nation." There's kings there. There's trophies there. There's presidents there. There's people of great importance there on the wall of hell. And all it took was one wrong move. I will tell you tonight that there is one that I have been hunting. And every great once in a while, I'll get a picture of him. And he is so old in age. I bet he's probably 9, 10 years old, maybe even 12. And you can tell it when you look at him in the pictures. Horns are just massive. But he didn't get that way being stupid. He learned to stay away when the sun rises. Just about every photo that I've got of him is at nighttime. Church, we got to learn how to hide under the shadow of the Almighty. There is a day that's coming when you and I will stand before the throne of judgment. And I don't know about you, but I want me and my family. I want us to be that blank spot on the wall. And hell said, "Man, I've been after them for a while. I've been after, you don't know how many chances I almost got. Man, I almost got them to backslide. Almost got them there. But God's grace stepped in. God's mercy stepped in. And I just haven't been able to feel that spot on the wall." That's all right, church. Jesus said, "Upon this rock, I'll build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail." The Bible says that God will have a church. I don't know about you tonight, but I want to be a part of it. I said, I want to be a part of the church of the living God. Tonight, amen, as we leave this place, I just want to ask you tonight. I want you to maybe just to look around, and I know it's Wednesday night, and I know that some people have plans, and tonight I want y'all to pray for my little Wyatt. He woke up this morning with fever, and so my wife had to keep him home tonight from church, but I want you to look around and maybe see a spot that's missing where somebody is not here. And tonight, whenever we dismiss in prayer, I want you to call their name out. Amen. That God's healing virtues, that God would just keep his hand upon them. Amen. Tonight, when we dismiss in prayer, remember your pastor and your pastor's wife and his family. Amen. That God would just bless them beyond measure and that he would bring them safely back home. Those that are not here tonight, that God would bring them safely back home. Amen, but most of all, I want us to pray for revival in United Pentecostal Church of Paris, Texas. Church, this church is a beacon. It is a lighthouse to Paris, Texas. I don't care how many churches are in the Guinness World Book of Records in Paris, Texas. I don't care how many churches are on every block. Amen. I want you to come to this church. I want them to come to this church. I want them to experience, amen, the power of the Holy Ghost. I want to be right there beside them whenever God fills them with the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. You know why? Because I want to rejoice with them. Amen. I want to thank God with them. I want to say, hey, that's one more that hell's not going to add on the wall. Amen. Of trophies. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen. I'm so thankful for every one of you coming out tonight to the house of the Lord tonight. Amen. Why don't we bow our heads tonight and let's pray as we dismiss. Lord, we're so thankful, God, for what you felt in this place tonight. God, I'm so thankful, Lord, for your presence. I'm thankful for the Holy Ghost. I'm thankful for your mercy, for your grace, oh God. Lord, you see those that are not here tonight. We ask you that you would bring them back to this house, God, at your appointed time. We pray for our pastor, God, and his family. You keep your hand upon them, God, that you'd anoint them, Lord, bring them safely back home, God. We pray, God, for those that have stepped away from this house. I pray that you would put a burden, God, a call in their heart, God, to come back to this house of refuge, God. I pray you keep your hand upon us, Lord. Let your anointing continue to flow, God. We love you and we give you all the praise and glory. In Jesus' name, shake somebody's hand, amen. Tell them you love them. You're dismissed in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord.